Welcome to AgriVision, a program of First Dakota National Bank. I'm Michelle Brook with Nate Franzine, president of the Agribusiness Division. Nate, we have seen a lot of volatility in grain and cattle futures here recently, and certainly it's a good time to talk again about the importance of a marketing plan.
It sure does. You know, we talk about marketing a lot, and marketing's always important. But when I look at the environment we're in today, where margins have tightened up, both because of inflation, higher interest rates and the like, it just puts that much more pressure on the importance of marketing. And so, you know, one of the things we're talking a lot about with our clients is just the need to be paying attention year round. This time of year, we're in the fields, trying to get into the fields, get planning going and such. And it's easy to hit the pause button and forget about marketing. And oftentimes, you know, this time of year is when some of the best rallies can occur. And, you know, we're starting to see maybe some signs of that on the grain side.
And Nate, if you don't have any orders in or you don't have a marketing plan, when the market hits some of these objectives and you're busy, sometimes you can miss an opportunity.
Absolutely. Whether your plan is to have orders, standing orders in place, or just to be really paying attention so that when the rallies occur, you're taking action. There's lots of effective plans and they need to be tailored to you and your style. But you're right, with this volatility, which I don't think is going to lessen, if you look at the geopolitics around the world, you look at our upcoming election, there's just all kinds of reasons for more volatility. And that's going to create risk, but it could also create opportunity for those that are really paying attention and on top of their marketing game plan.
Of course, one of the objections that we often hear for marketing plans is, I don't want to sell because I'm afraid I won't get a crop.
That's always a concern. That's why we have crop insurance. So I think, you know, use conservative levels, and use insured levels to be your guidepost, and at least do something. Start your marketing for the new crop. Start taking some level of action. Just be careful not to overdo it until you know where you're at from a crop standpoint.
Thanks so much. Nate Franzine with First Dakota National Bank and today's AgriVisions.